Wobei es fein ist, ja.
Wait, what was your name again?
Yui ka confusing mausam, kabhi barish, kabhi sunshine. It's just so confusing. The current temperature outside, 22 degrees Celsius. It's bright and sunny. Humidity stands at 53%. A very good evening to you. This is Route 1024. And my God, my studio is packed with people. I'm just so not used to so many people around me. So it's a refreshing change. 22 minutes past the hour of 5, in case you've just tuned in. This is Route 1024. My name is Pallavi, and joining me today on the airwaves are four wonderful students. Pehle chaliye do se aapki introduction karwati hoon. Ye aaye hain Germany se, aur GEMS Modern Academy ke bacche hain ye, and aaye hain ye exchange program mein, aur bahut hi fascinated hain UAE se. Yula and Max. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Pallavi.
Did I get your names right?
It was wonderfully correct.
Max, yours was easy, but you look, I had to practice it.
Yeah.
So, firstly, welcome to the UAE.
Thank you.
How is it different, you know, the life here? You've been here for how long so far?
Just for a week, though.
We arrived last Friday, and we're staying until this Friday, and the time flies by super fast. Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the best experiences in the last past years
Wonderful.
Or so.
Wonderful. Tell me, how is it different here in terms of, you know, how is school life different than back home?
They work very dedicated. So you work very hard, all look for success, all ambitious, all want to study in US or UK.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different from Germany. No one is pressured, they don't have the ambitions. Of course, the students who stay smart, they are smart, and they look forward to having wonderful education.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of them not performing well. That's the sad part about it.
Oh, lovely. You know, tell me, how is life different for a girl your age? How old are you?
I'm 16 years
You're 16.
Old.
How is it different from a girl who's studying here in school?
Well, I'm in year 11 right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard work. We have to study a lot because we're doing the IB program right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we have to study at home, we also have free time a lot. Well, we have school until 4,
mm-hmm.
so we have to go home, then take the public bus, and then like study hard. But like, I think I've seen like how the school works here in Dubai now, and they have even more work to do because they have more projects outside of school than
mm-hmm.
inside of school.
Tell me, in terms of culture, the minute you landed, what did your friends tell you? Because I have friends who keep telling me, Dubai, oh my God, Dubai is all about that, you know, that the tallest building in the world. Did your friends tell you the same, that, you know, guys, send us pictures, postcards, tell us all about Dubai? What was your first idea about Dubai before you all ventured into this country?
So the first idea is the absolute richness here, and the technology, the innovations, the infrastructure. And I have to admit, most of my expectations came true here. Today we visited the Dubai Mall, and of course we saw all the skyscrapers, and it's simply dazzling. It is dazzling. I mean, nowhere in Germany you could see something like that.
Lovely. What about food?
So food is mostly spicy, but our host family cooks really. The woman looks very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I have never eaten so much as here. You know, my six pack is disappearing.
Lovely. When we come back, हम जानेंगे इन बच्चों से कि UAE में आकर अपने घर को छोड़के इनको कैसा लग रहा है. Well, इनके ग्रुप में दो और बच्चे हैं, सना और जॉन, जो जर्मनी गए यहाँ के एक्सचेंज प्रोग्राम से वहाँ. उनसे पता करेंगे कि उनको वहाँ कैसा लगा. In the meantime, guys, if you have any questions for these lovely students, go ahead, text me on 3536. Stay right here with me, Pallavi. Keep it locked. Oh, that was wonderful.
Yes, thank you, excited.
Okay, Sana, how you tell me, how is it different? Actually, I mentioned you also, but you were the one who went.
Yeah,
right? So tell me, how is it different?
In terms of lifestyle?
Are you missing home? You too, Max?
No, I'm missing home. We're not staying here.
Actually, nobody misses home, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about
Are
you, Sana?
Are you talking in terms of like lifestyle or the way
everything?
I think it was really different. I think they had
a lot more freedom than we do in Dubai. At least, like, they use, like, the bus or the public bus to go around, and, you know, they're allowed to come home at whatever time, and, you know, they can go out with their friends. And we are, I think, a little more conscientious with time and things like that. But at least, like, in terms of schooling, they have a lot of activities. Like, when we went there, we went to a charity program called Love Story, where we had to collect different things for children in Africa and things
so
like that.
So tell me a little bit about the exchange program, yeah. Like, what did
yeah.
you do there?
So, when we were there, obviously, we attended a lot of the classes. Everyone here was doing the IBDP program.
Mm-hmm.
So we attended a lot of different classes like TOK and CAS and things like that. And then we engaged in an inter-school debate, which was one of the most interesting things that we did do there.
What did you talk about?
Sorry?
What was the debate all about?
The one in Germany.
About is a parent should allow to have access to our private like network communications like WhatsApp, Facebook, all this stuff.
Oh, in Germany. Oh.
No, wasn't it? Yeah, if parents could have access to social media of their children for security purposes and things like that.
There'll be a lot of no.
Yeah.
And you know, we argued for it. It was so difficult for us.
Yeah, our school was going against it, so I think it was easier for them.
Nice.
Mom, so do I go with what you told everyone, or should I say I actually didn't go to Germany? I'm just hosting a family.
Maybe you should say as well, like, about Germany.
No, I think that would be a little confusing. Or even let him just merge with the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, whatever she's saying, you can add on to.
Yeah.
Please add on.
You can like add your personal experience from your hosting now. You know,
yeah.
Like how is the people different?
Talk more about the hosting rather than you know saying yes, I didn't know.
That would be really cool because one person talks about one aspect, and you talk about another aspect.
Good. See, I'm gonna go back and brag you on radio. So you guys plan to come back to Dubai anytime in your life?
Probably.
Soon.
Nice. It's been that good. What about Chol? Why aren't Chol eating?
We're like tensed. Until it's over, we want to
be tense. You're in grade?
11.
So IB again.
Yeah, IB.
So till 10th, she did her normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, till 10th, we did the ICSE curriculum, and then we had an option to swap to IB.
Is it tough to switch from ICSE to IB?
They have a bridge program that allows us to switch from ICSE to IB.
Bridge the gap between the two courses.
And why not ICSE, why not ISC continue that thing?
I think we just got tired of the whole idea of mugging up and doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think more open-minded and, you know. I think
Noah
likes the decision.
It's easier
for
you,
is
it?
Yeah. It's okay.
It's
not
easy.
You
have
to
pass.
Science, math, what?
It's like all
different
level. So, like,
math. I don't understand the science board. I'm an ICSE pass out. I always get confused when people talk about IB. So, what do? You have 2 years, like 11 to 12.
So, in IB, you like taking 6 subjects. Both, it has to be related to science, and it also has to be related to the commerce side of it. And then it doesn't just restrict to the textbook, it's more open to everything.
So what do you do after doing it? Go to university?
Yeah, then it goes the same way, the whole university application or crazy thing. It's just that more than learning from the textbook and writing exams, we have essays to do and more of things to do outside the class than just learning from the book.
So it's like mini college.
Yeah, it's like self-study. You have to do a lot by yourself.
Mini college, though. Nice. Okay, so are you on Instagram?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I am. And you both are as well.
No. I mean, I am, but I don't use it anymore. But it was time. Instagram is time, I think. Yeah, but now not anymore. I quit. Like, 2 months ago. I've never been on Instagram since then. It's super time consuming. I don't have so much time. I have to study.
Okay. We wind up right now. You guys come here.
And if I want to.
Weißt du, nach dem Indischen sind die echt. Weißt du, ich kann mir vorstellen, weißt du, man geht mit der Hand so die Beine hoch und dann so verbirgt man sich. Why don't you braid your hair?
I do.
Oh, from the film Azhar, Aditi, Arman Malik on the vocals. Alright, don't forget, 17th March, we're partying together. Hrithik Roshan, Sonu Sood, a whole lot of stars are going to join us for the Holi celebration. Passes up for grabs in the show.
फिलहाल मेरे स्टूडियो में कुछ गेस्ट्स आए हुए हैं और ये नन्हे मुन्ने तो नहीं 16, 15, 17, 31 मेरे पास द आर ऑफ 5 अ वेरी गुड इवनिंग टू यू मैं हूं पल्लवी एंड इन द स्टूडियो इज जॉइनिंग मी दिस इवनिंग आर दीस फोर लवली स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम जेम्स मॉडर्न एकेडमी हमारी बातचीत ऑफ कोर्स हुई विद यूलर एंड मैक्स जो जर्मनी से यहाँ पर आए हैं फिलहाल सना और जॉन भी स्टूडियोज में मौजूद है जॉन इज एक्चुअली होस्टिंग दी स्टूडेंट्स एट होम एंड सना वेंट फॉर दिस एक्सचेंज प्रोग्राम ऑल द वे टू जर्मनी सना मैक्स यूला जॉन फर्स्टली अ बिग हेलो टू ऑल ऑफ यू ऑल अगेन हेलो
हेलो
ओके फाइन सो हमें जर्मनी के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से पता चला कि यू नो व्हाट द किड्स लव्ड अबाउट यूए व्हाट अबाउट यू ऑल सना यू गो फर्स्ट When you landed in Germany, what were you anticipating? What was the exchange program all about? Tell us.
Okay, so this was my first exchange program that I went for. So I didn't exactly know how it would be or what to expect. But as soon as we landed, we were just... The positivity around the place was just amazing. I don't think anyone expected that. But it was just like amazing. Everyone
around
was...
Were you scared? This was your first time staying away from mom,
no,
dad?
No, not first time staying away, but going and meeting other people with an exchange program. It was
And you stayed in a home?
No, we stayed in a hotel.
In a hotel,
But
okay.
we went and studied in CJD International School of Braunschweig with these students.
How was it when you stepped in? Oh. Did people say, oh, look at the girl, she's from Dubai. Did you get that?
First, I think we all were really scared if we were, you know, if they would like us or if they would talk to us. We were really worried. But then they were so open and they were so nice to us. We were like, it was like home with them.
Lovely. What about you? You've been very quiet, John. You're hosting these students from Germany.
Yeah.
So how excited or nervous were you?
Actually, in the beginning, I was pretty nervous. As soon as they walked in, I didn't know what to do. It is like random strangers coming to my home. But they were actually really friendly. They were really positive. They felt like they were part of my family, and it was great because you know it's not often you get like people coming to your home, living with you, spending time with you, going to the same school with you,
right.
things like that.
Lovely. So. Y'all have taken away a lot from this exchange program. You guys have learned a lot, right? All of you, right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
So a lot of memories. You guys are going to take a lot of memories from, of course, your school here and the UA. And Sana, I'm sure, will keep revisiting her trip to Germany.
Of course.
Isn't it? So tell me, in short, all you guys, whoever wants to go first, why are these exchange programs beneficial or somehow important for a student?
I think it's all about the energy. It's about the positive attitudes that is being exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the students, as well as from the Germany, from the CJD International School, Braunschweig-Wolfsburg,
yes.
as well as from the GEMS Modern Academy in Dubai,
mm-hmm.
they all have their positive attitude, but in a different way, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it is exchanged, it is doubled. And it's absolutely incredible.
It's learning
I
new
love
cultures,
it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Lovely. So happy to have you guys. Sana, what do you want to say?
I think that the main like aim of the exchange program is to basically show us like how the world is outside our comfort zones. Like I think we all were kind of shocked when we did go in the beginning, but we did adjust to the surroundings.
That is so profound. You're right. I mean, so many times as we get older, we don't want to get out of a comfort zone.
Exactly.
But few students have sort of... you know, made me revisit my school days and a whole lot of people tuned in must be thinking, wow, how exciting to go to a new country, learn a new language, make new friends. So yeah, it's all about getting out of your comfort zone. Thank you, all you four students.
Thank you.
Virtual clap for you. Woohoo! Y'all are rock stars. Thanks for inspiring. Thanks for coming to the studios and he's wishing you good luck. I'm going to dedicate a nice Bollywood song for you guys and I'm going to keep them in the studio and make them dance. All right. Are you guys ready to dance?
Yes.
Okay. Now they've said yes. You better dance now. All right. Coming up, this song going out to these special students, Max, Sana, John and Yula. Start. Come on.
Okay, don't embarrass them. Nice, the picture didn't come out well, David.
Okay.
Good luck to all you guys.